As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
It is a function of partnerships, of working in tandem with, you know, the other businesses and corporations and organizations in the community, and understanding the needs of our student population. And, you know, we've said this before, these are not exclusively students who are fresh out of high school, right, who are just coming into college. We have a very large population of returning adults, and they have very different needs. A lot of times it is financial, and so that's where I get to step in and help. But there's a whole host of services that we're able to provide for everybody. You know, I think of some of those returning students, maybe the last time they were in school, they didn't have a computer. Computers weren't even commonplace, right? So maybe they're intimidated by using a computer. We can help them through that. Some cases, we can even provide a computer for them as a loaner. But there's no reason to not try coming back to school, because every kind of resource is available. One way or another, we can help connect students with those. And you're right, you know, we're getting ready for the fall term, and we're just getting ready. In fact, our deadline for applying for scholarships is next Friday. So anyone who would like to come back this fall and be considered for that kind of financial aid, which, by the way, is very attractive because scholarships do not need to be repaid, and so they do not.
Wait, say that again. This is not a loan.
Yeah.
Well, it's yeah. Interesting because I don't know, Susie, where everybody maybe gets some of their information, or you get a little bad information, or I heard from my brother's sister's girlfriend's the Ferris passed out at 31 Flavors last night. But no, there are different ways to do this. There are loans, which are there and fine, and then there is scholarship and grants and other money that doesn't linger and go with you. So people talk about the cost of education. Well, you're wiping out the cost of education.
Yeah. And, you know, it won't come to you. You have to look for it, but we can help you find it. And we have, you know, all of our staff from financial aid to enrollment services, even in my office, we can help students connect with these resources. So don't rule out college simply because, you know, you think that maybe you cannot afford it. And I will add on top of all of this, the state of Indiana is appropriating a lot of resources for a program they call Next Level Jobs. And these are jobs that have skills that are absolutely essential to Indiana's success moving forward. And, you know, it's everything from healthcare to technology to engineering. And the state is paying for these degrees for students if they have not already earned a degree, right? So if you're a first-time college student, you can get your college degree completely free of charge. So there's no better time.
What's the catch? There has to be a catch. There is no such thing as a free lunch. That's all we've been taught our entire lives. What's the catch?
Yeah, there is no catch. There is a huge benefit, right, to the student, to the state, right, to the communities where students live, because they graduate and they don't have that debt service that they otherwise might have if they had to take out a conventional loan. So there's nothing but an upside to this across the board. So, and we've got very, very well-versed people who can talk about the details and how to access these funds. So, you know, the thing is, don't be shy, don't be intimidated. Our doors are open. And, you know, this is interesting because, the student experience is something that I don't get to see very often because I work as an administrator and I'm out and about most of the time. But last week we welcomed, the Ivy Tech Foundation has a new president named Courtney Roberts, and we welcomed Courtney to visit campus last week. And we thought, what can we do to make her experience really meaningful? We could take her on a tour of our buildings. That's always interesting. We could have her meet, you know, with some of our faculty, some of our staff, maybe even some students. But we thought what would be most interesting is to create a persona for her and have her go through that whole application, enrollment, advising experience that every single student goes through. And so that's what we had her do. And she said it was eye-opening. It was eye-opening because you don't know, unless you walk in those shoes, what that experience looks like. And so she was very appreciative and, you know, takes with her now a very different perspective on what it is to be a student and the kinds of challenges they may face and the questions that they may have and the resources that they need.
And thankfully, Ivy Tech will provide just about all of those, including the financial resources. And Susie Graham is the Director of Development and joins us here on a Thursday afternoon. And there is no catch. There are free textbooks, and that's not going to last forever. Yeah. We're not telling anybody this should be the decision of why you go to college, but you made a great point. If you're going to go because you're trying to get a better rate at your job or whatever it is, well, this is less things you have to pay back, and that money can just go to help your betterment, whether it's in your life, your family, or anything else. That's the exciting part. In free books, you think, well, who's going to go to school and not need any books? Well, everybody's going to. So you might, if you can get them for free. This is going to take place the next school year, and that's about it. I don't want to scare anybody, Susie, but nothing lasts forever. Not even this rain that's going on outside. I'll be outside running around in it if you need anything.
You know, you're right. The funds that we're using to make these free textbooks available came from COVID relief, and they are not finite. There will come a time when those funds go away, but we are looking internally at ways that we can underwrite this, and perhaps we move away from textbooks, hard-bound textbooks altogether, and we go to just digital resources, right? So that means that students are being able to access a quote-unquote book on the internet or through one of our learning platforms. That greatly reduces the cost of education. So that's one thing that we're looking at. But, you know, Ivy Tech, I have to toot the college's horn, and this is statewide, not just Bloomington, that when those COVID dollars came through, Ivy Tech bested every other higher ed institution in the state in terms of putting those funds to use for students. And it's just, I mean, I think that we were something like 75% of those dollars went exclusively to students. And I could be wrong on that figure, but I know that other institutions maybe were appropriating 25, 30, 35% of those dollars to students. So we really are putting students first. And these free textbooks are a big part of that.
And it is free. And that's the other great part, and it's free access to whether it's, what do you call it? It's either, what did I do? I just hit the wrong button here. Wait a second.
Hello?
Now you're back. I hit the wrong button there.
I was going to cut you off. It was me.
No.
What did I push?
We haven't cut you off. We'll never cut you off. So that's the exciting part. So you've got free grants, you've got free scholarships, you've got free books, and the added hours in the tuition department as well. We're not asking everyone to go in there and go, hey, let's start from zero and run up 12 hours and then make it 18 just because you can. But that's an option to somebody who wants to get through the process a little bit quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, I will say it again, there's no time like the present to think about coming back to school right now. And we can help anybody who wants to make that decision. Well, they're not alone, right? Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. And you know what? We have a lot of fun here. We're really nice people here.
I agree.
There's a lot of smiling folks walking the hallways. So,
well, and then they want people to succeed. You want people to get better their lives, and all the barriers to get involved hopefully are removed. And when you're in the process as well, Susie, we want you to get smarter, get certified, and get out and get back into the real world and keep making a couple more bucks. So that's the exciting part of it too. Okay, now school is not for everybody. I've learned that the hard way, and I understand that. But the hardest thing to do is get started. So how do we get started? Do you call? Do you show up? Do you go online? Probably any of those work. The best way is probably to sit down and talk with somebody, though, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because it's more meaningful when you have a face-to-face conversation with someone. And so you can, first of all, just pull us up online. That's the easiest way to get to us. Pull up, Bloomington campus of Ivy Tech, and you can easily call, make an appointment. You can do it based on your own availability. We have advisors available Monday through Friday, and we can customize that visit. Like if we know some information before they come in, we can do some front loading that will make that appointment even more meaningful. So for example, if someone says, yeah, I'm really interested in a business degree or a marketing degree or computer science degree, we can sort of cull those resources together and have those ready and available to present as talking points, right? Let's try these different degrees on. Let's see what it looks like to get to earn these credentials and to take these courses, so that students have a chance to kind of internalize this and really try it on and see how it feels, and then make that decision if they want to move forward. It can all happen in a single visit. It's not something that is months in the works. It can happen very, very quickly. But we do recommend coming in for a face-to-face visit.
Very, very cool. And then they'll show you all the fantastic ways to get involved. And, well, you have eight-week courses. So if you don't start exactly when the fall semester starts, that's okay as well. Everybody has their own time, and the flexibility that Ivy Tech provides during this is great, because not everybody might not be ready to go when the fall semester starts.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. And you know, by the same token, we have students who say, gosh, I really want to get through this in as little time as possible. We have an accelerated program for working adults to ensure that they complete all of their degree requirements in no more than 2 years. And that can even be if they're working full time. So those students go through as a cohort, meaning that they are in classes with one another throughout the entire pathway or the trajectory of their education with us. And so they develop a network of friends and of study mates and of, you know, collaborators as they're going through. And it really helps from a retention perspective, right? They stay connected, because if they decide to leave, they're not just leaving Ivy Tech. They're leaving those friends that they've made, those study partners. And we have just found, the research has shown that cohorts are very, very effective in helping students continue that engagement and stay committed to getting their credential. And so the accelerated program for working adults is just one of those many ways. But yes, that you can start midterm, right? You can start in October for the second 8-week session. You can choose whatever course load you want, however many credits you want to take. We're very flexible. We're very flexible, and we'll work with your schedule, and we'll work with what your interests are.
Now, I know in the last few months, Tuesdays have been very popular around campus. Is that going to continue as the month of July moves along into the school year, or is that something that we were just doing? Well, no, because that started all the way back in January, I thought, where you have either the ASAP stuff on Tuesday nights, or the Ivy, well, they had a catchy name to it. They had about tours and learning stuff. Am I on the right planet here?
Yeah, you are. But you know what? You may be more well-versed than I am, simply because
You're not involved.
I'm not running.
That's not your area.
Right, exactly, in those areas. But I do know that we have a program called Tuesdays at the Tech.
That's one of them.
Where we are focusing on different aspects of the college, different initiatives that might be of interest to students. And it's just like a concentrated focus time where they can either be with us on campus or they can connect through Zoom and learn about these new initiatives. So, I mean, an example might be students who are 21st century scholars, right? So these are our students who were identified early on in their education, as early as middle school. And, you know, if they meet certain benchmarks in terms of, you know, showing up to class every day, doing their homework, staying drug-free, these kinds of things, then their college tuition is guaranteed. So, but that doesn't mean that all of their expenses will be covered, right? Tuition is only one part of it. housing is something else. Automobile or transportation expenses or something else. So we might take a Tuesday of the Tech and focus on what are other ways that these students can close that gap, other resources that are available to help them so that they're not left hanging, even though their tuition is covered. So I think those are starting this summer, and I think they're going to move on into the fall as well. So just one more thing to inquire about when they come in to meet with us.
And the one thing that I want to make sure that everybody knows about, I don't want to be alarmist, but 1 week from Friday, the scholarship application deadline is due.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one we have to make everybody aware of. That's an important date. And who is this intended for, Susie? Who needs to know about this?
Yeah, anyone who is hopeful of receiving scholarship assistance especially in the fall term, needs to make sure that they have applied, they've been accepted, applied to the college, that is, they've been accepted to the college, and then have gone in and applied for scholarship assistance. And beauty is, if you're going to be with us for the full academic year, so you're with us in the fall and then next spring and next summer, you need to apply only once. So your one application will meet your needs throughout the entire year. But if you do happen to miss the July 15th deadline, you still can apply by December 15th for spring scholarships, right? So you wouldn't be out of the running down the road. But if you miss the July 15th, you would not be considered for any fall scholarship assistance. So
that's pretty important. That's pretty important.
It is important. It is important just, as they keep in mind, these dollars have been invested in them by really generous donors who want our students to succeed, and they do not need to be paid back. The only thing we ask for is a quick note of thanks to the donor, and we make sure that the donor gets that so that they have an idea of the impact of their gift, and it works really, really well.